This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 2. Purpose. Wherefore am I in this world?
Christian, what is your purpose in life? What are you in this world for?
I haven't really formulated that for me yet. The formulation that perhaps comes closest is that I'm the best possible Christian I can be, like the world's best Carlson, just the best Christian. That means the best coach, the best family man, and the best person I can be.
I just imagine you with a propeller on your head.
He actually has the propeller on his back.
Right, on my back. Okay, I understand that you want to be the best Christian in the world that you can be. And what is that good for? How does it make the world a better place?
For allowing me to develop my full potential, so I can make the greatest possible contribution to a better world. If I can do that, it will be better for all the people around me. The world becomes a better place for everyone who works with me and for those who live together with me, like my family.
So it serves the purpose of making the world better or more beautiful for the people in your life. Can you define more beautiful and even better?
By that I mean, above all, it makes the world more pleasant, more amiable, more comfortable. Probably amiable is the best word. My purpose in life is for the people around me to make life a little bit more lovable.
That sounds nice, I think. That is, if one day, in the distant future, you lie on your deathbed and look back on a fulfilled, happy life, and then this thought comes to mind, gee, I'm glad I made a contribution to a more amiable world. Now I can go in peace. Would that work for you?
Yes, that fits. There I would say, thank you. What is a purpose anyway? How would you define it?
In English, purpose, or the deeper purpose, we have identified that for you personally right now. That helps in a lot of coaching situations. It helps clients to focus on what is really most important to them. That's why we do this frame-up. Imagine that you have arrived at the day of your death, in the distant future, of course, and look back on your life with a feeling of gratefulness and completeness. What is the one thing that makes you think, gee, I'm glad I did that?
I don't necessarily need this deathbed perspective. I also like to look back on my life now and think, yes, I've made it more amiable.
This deathbed frame-up works well for many because it has something final. It creates this feeling of, oh shit, now I don't have time to take care of what's really important to me. The frame-up helps to tickle that feeling out a little bit. I'd like to confess at this point that it was not so clear to me for a long time, and I spent a lot of time doing things that didn't necessarily contribute to what was really important to me. This became clearer and clearer to me over time. Here's a nice anecdote. Earlier you said, it's not quite clear to me yet, although it was then quite clear to you.
I was buying myself some time. I didn't know before what you were going to ask, so I could rummage a little bit.
If you're asking yourself, what's the one thing I care about? In Cologne we say, et cut, viet cut. It comes as it comes. I was first asked the question about my purpose when I was 35 years old. I was in a leadership role that was quite big for me at that time. That was in South Africa. I had an executive coach at that time. She seemed to me like a wise, old, gray-haired lady. Her name was Bev. Bev and I met for one of our monthly sessions. She brought me an A4-sized piece of paper to read, which had a small article on it about purpose. She then asked me with a big smile, Michael, what is your purpose in life? Of course, I had no answer. In the next session, I still didn't have a really clear answer either. And then she said something very beautiful. She said, it's okay, Michael. My purpose came to me when I was 55. It will come when it comes. So then I knew that I didn't have to stress myself about it. Just asking me the question helped me a great deal. It set a process in motion that has been unfolding over many years. It has helped me center myself better in my life and to live closer to my core.
Sounds exciting. Thanks for that. What does that have to do with management now?
Well, once again, people and organizations are similar. Companies also have a deeper purpose.
Earn money.
Good point. Making money is, of course, important. However, because of that, purpose is often neglected. The definition of purpose in a business context that I like best is, purpose is why we do what we do beyond making money.
So why I do what I do, apart from earning money, and maybe also apart from creating and securing jobs.
Right. This end in itself is not enough. It's more about the questions. What does the world actually need this company for? What are we improving? That can be something very small. Not every company has to save the planet or cure humanity from cancer.
There are others.
Yes, if we can contribute something to that, that's cool, of course. Somehow, everything is contributing in some way to the advancement of our world, the planet, or humanity. It's important to acknowledge that, because contribution to a greater cause happens the moment we decide it and it becomes clear to us. Who gets up in the morning and jumps enthusiastically into the shower, just because he can hardly wait to get to the office, for the sole reason that he gets a paycheck the next first of the month? Well, maybe it depends a bit on the amount of the salary. Eventually, the motivation does stop, however, as people rarely find fulfillment in money alone, at least not for very long. If, on the other hand, I know I'm working on something here that makes a cool contribution, then my jumping out of bed morning is much more motivating, inspired, and purposeful.
What could be such a purpose in a company that everyone thinks is great?
There are many possibilities. What could they be? Let me think.
This is most likely dependent on the company and varies for each. Maybe one thing makes sense in one company and not in another.
It also depends on the founders. They bring their personal life purpose into the company, even if they are not yet aware of it. Their values and vision also play a major role. We will talk about values later. Purpose, vision, and values are the foundations of the corporate culture. For example, a company could express these saying, "Our company exists to defeat cancer," or even better, to cure mankind of cancer, put positively.
Or simply cure cancer.
Or a cancer, exactly. That would be fantastic. Of course, a purpose doesn't always have to be as life-saving as curing cancer. Disney, for example, has a wonderful purpose, to make people happy.
Right. When I go to Disneyland or watch a Disney movie, I'm happy. I have a good time for at least a few hours.
And when I'm an employee at Disney and I know that the purpose of why we exist is to make people happy, that gives me a good direction. I know what I am allowed to do, how I can behave, and what counts in the end. The result is to make people happy. I can even measure that.
Then maybe I'll have a phone call with a customer or a supplier in a completely different way.
The goal is that the person you are talking to is happy when he or she comes out of the phone call. If we all live out our purpose, even with small things like a single phone call, they add up to something big. Something like Disney.
What other examples of purpose are there?
Coca-Cola, for example, has a fancy purpose statement. I like the first sentence best. The whole statement is a bit long. The first sentence is, "To refresh the world in mind, body, and spirit."
For whom may this make sense?
First and foremost, for the people who work in the company. Purpose has nothing to do with marketing directly. It is all interconnected. However, its main purpose is to make people understand why the company exists and what their work contributes to.
And what would that be for in the case of Coca-Cola?
According to the first part, to refresh the world. I am refreshed when I have a cold drink. For me personally, it would be even more refreshing if all the sugar wasn't in it. Then comes the second part, in mind, body, and spirit. Body is clear right away. I pour the drink into my body and feel refreshed. Then follows mind and spirit. So there is something else happening.
You can see that in the advertisements.
Right. We can feel that. If you go inside yourself and feel what Coca-Cola means to you, regardless of brand, big company, or sugar water. Of course, I prefer to drink healthier beverages. Nevertheless, when we hear the purpose statement, we have a feeling of Yes, they do leave an impression that goes beyond the purely functional drinking of a sugar water drink.
Definitely.
There's also the good feeling of Christmas. The holidays are coming. That's also refreshing in a way when the Christmas season kicks off. Or when I see the water droplets running down the outside of the bottle in the summer ads because it's so cold that the water in the air is already beginning to condense. They do a great job in conveying this feeling in their marketing.
The examples of purpose that we've talked about are actually only one step away from improving the world. Are all corporate purposes formulated to be about improving the world, to make the world more beautiful, more amiable?
Yes, they should, I think. What is it all about? Why are we all on this planet? Why are there companies? Why are there companies beyond making money? A company has to make money. That's the definition of the thing. A company also brings with it jobs, perhaps also prosperity for the people who are involved in the company and who work for it. That is all well and good. Only, if all this serves no purpose for the world we live in, the question arises whether such a company can be really successful in the long run.
But I could also imagine a company that has a negative purpose.
For example?
Achieving world domination in the next 5 years, for example.
Brian International, yes? And then?
Well, that doesn't sound particularly attractive to me, neither as an employee nor as a supplier.
Hard to imagine, indeed.
When I think about purpose and a big project or enterprise, the moon landing comes directly to mind. When the Americans flew to the moon, they had to expend an incredible amount of energy, resources, money, people, and material to make it happen. The way I understood it, their purpose was to win against the Russians.
Yes, sure.
That is not a purpose that really makes the world a better place. Nevertheless, it seems to have worked.
Yes, that's a good point, of course. I didn't exist back then. It was before my time. As I understand it, it was quite a political race and had something very competitive about it. Competition also has a positive effect. It has spurred the whole country to work towards this goal. And in the end, they actually did it. What was very clear at the time was the vision of the whole thing, which Kennedy made clear in his statement, "We are going to put a man on the moon this decade," is how he put it. They just about made it within 10 years. Unfortunately, he himself did not live to see it. The ostensible purpose was to win the race against the Russians. So similar to our conversation at the beginning when you said, "My purpose is to optimize myself and to be the best version of myself," I ask the question, "Wherefore?" This is typical for a purpose conversation. I keep asking the questions, "Wherefore? For what purpose, actually?" Even if the answer from the Americans is to beat the Russians, then I say, "Yes, okay, and wherefore? How does that make the world a better place?" And it has actually improved the world, basically. The project has led to a lot of innovation. It's produced many technical achievements that have helped us humans a lot in the aftermath. This might not have been possible without this mega-funded space project. At least, it would have taken many years longer. So it has already served a good purpose that has gone beyond the competitive. In the end, it has also led to the world becoming a more peaceful place, at least for a while. The Pax Americana, as I believe the ensuing period is called, was a very long period of peace and stability in the world, even though we may be beyond the peak now. The project did certainly change the world in a positive way. So perhaps there was a deeper purpose behind the alleged space race after all.
What else is important when we talk about the purpose of the company?
To get to the point, and if possible, in one sentence, the purpose statement is the heart of the culture, the heart of the company, and thus also what shines into the outside world. So it should be short and to the point. I like that anyway. To the point. That's particularly important for the purpose. For example, when we do purpose workshops, participants are tasked to formulate in 7 ± 2 words wherefore the company exists. Then we polish that until those couple of words sink in so that everyone says, "Whoa, awesome. That's what I get up for in the morning."
What do you get up in the morning for, Michael? What's your purpose?
My purpose is to help people make their lives easier.
At first, I find it hard to believe that every company follows a deeper, greater purpose for society. I am thinking of entrepreneurs who have merely discovered a gap in the market and smelled big money, solely to make money. For a company to be successful, it must meet some kind of customer need. This is per se a good starting point for a good cause. The power of a strong purpose statement is undoubtedly great for companies and employees. However, it is not easy to unfold this power, to find one's own purpose, to fulfill it, and thus to be convincing with it. I wonder how you manage to anchor this in your company's day-to-day business.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.